I can call the meeting to order. And Councilor McClure, if you can please start with the prayer.
Grant us, O God, perception and patience that justice, truth, and honesty may be evident in our planning and our governing. Make us aware of the needs of each part of this town of Caledon. Save us from parochialism that divides and so create in us a desire for progress and responsible action, that all our words and deeds may be in accord with thy will to the glory of thy holy name. Amen.
Thank you, everybody, and it's nice to have the crowd singing along. It sounds a little bit better. Some council meetings, without Carrie, we'd be lost. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? If not, I see none. We'll move forward. The confirmation, okay, here, move. Thank you. Moved by Councillor Befford, second by Councillor McClure, that the council meeting minutes dated December 22nd, 2015 be approved. Councillor Blair? No? All in favor? Okay. Councillor Shaughnessy?
I just want to clarify the sheets that were handed out to us. Not all items, I believe, that were approved at the committee level are on it. Just want to, before we approve it.
Through your worship, the minutes that you are approving right now from December 22nd, the item that you have is referring to the committee report.
Okay. No, that's okay. All in favor again? Carried. Thank you. There's no awards in the recognition tonight, no urgent business, no deferred business, there's no delegations, or we're down to committee reports. Moved by Councillor McClure, second by Councillor Innes, that January 12th, 2016 General Committee meeting report recommendations regarding the following consent items be adopted. CS 16-001, 2016 Fees Bylaw. And CS 2016-00, the Ontario Regulation 284-09, 2016 budget. Okay. All in favor? It's carried. Move. By Councillor Befford, second by Councillor McClure, that January 12, 2016 General Committee report recommendation regarding CS 2016-003, Town of Caledon, 2016 budget be adopted. So I will now call on Ms. Tullett to give her State of Union address here on where we're at.
Good evening, everyone. So I'm just going to give you an overview of where we were after the January 12th council meeting or committee meeting. So at that meeting, we ended the afternoon with the town's budget being at 4.55 and the overall blended to be 2.08. The The impact to the tax residents for the overall blended rate was $93, and the assessment over every 100,000 for the blended rate was $17.94 per 100,000. So that's where we're at. So, okay.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Tollett? So what I'm going to do is, if there's any quick questions right now for Ms. Tollett, we'll do that. Then I have one correction that I need to correct in the statement that I need to bring forward and have that resolved. And then I'm going to open the floor up for motions and recommendations, okay? Has everybody got it? So questions for Ms. Tollett? Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the approved unmet needs, the list that was given to us under Parks and Rec, approved to move forward, I should say, recommendation for the skateboard park. I don't see it here. Am I just missing it? And it's someplace else?
That's you, Mayor Thompson. That's under the capital sheets, so it's under Parks and Rec. You'll see it. It's just find it here. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Sorry. Project 16-016, $33,000 there. Yes. Under Parks Operations, so the back side of this first page. Okay.
I just want to be clear. Thank you, Peggy.
Okay. Councillor Innes.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I just wanted to ask a quick question about the SWIFT initiative. So we have notes in front of us that say that no federal or provincial funding are currently committed to the SWIFT initiative. Can you just confirm to us so that our residents are clear that the levy that we are proposing for the budget today is actually going into, I don't know if it's a type of reserve, but we're actually holding the money until we have the go-ahead or the support from the federal and provincial counterparts?
Through you, Mayor Thompson, that is correct. Being a special levy, it will be set aside, and once we hear back from the federal and provincial government related to the grant, we will initiate the project. My understanding is that we will hear back after the federal budget, which is scheduled for March 2016.
And if they choose not to invest in the program, then what happens to that levy?
Through Mayor Thompson, that is a good question. Basically, Council provided staff direction for a townwide high-speed internet strategy in 2015. We investigated and recommended SWIFT, and if the funding isn't there, then we will investigate and likely bring back an alternative for Council to consider, knowing that there is a $300,000 special tax levy related to it.
Thank you.
Councillor Befford.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have two questions, one regarding SWIFT and one regarding the agricultural grants. And my agricultural grant question is really a comment and a question rather than a motion, so if okay. That's okay. With regard to levy for the SWIFT program, this is one that there are varying degrees of concern over the money, and I think it's just been expressed, and we have a lot of waiting to do to see what the government will do. However, Fuing, during our studies, we have identified that there are some members of our community who live in pockets that are adjacent to areas where they already have high-speed internet. And it would seem very simple for us to connect those groups, thereby reducing the number of people that don't have high-speed internet. Regardless of what we do with SWIFT, are we going to carry on and work with the suppliers like Bell and Rogers to try and get those pockets cleaned up as quickly as possible? Or when we go with SWIFT, do we go with SWIFT and that's it?
No.
Through Mayor Thompson, what SWIFT does is it actually works with the telephone companies, the carriers, in order to entice them to make those connections and bring high-speed internet to those areas that are underserviced. So it's not like the town is running the internet service provider. The town will not be the internet service provider. We are still working with the telcos on that, or the internet service providers on that.
Okay. Thank you. And Ms. Tollett, I'd just like to refer to the community grants just for a moment. And I appreciate all the work you've done with me to understand, particularly the Caledon Agricultural Society and the variety of pots that they were asking for. However, as we move on, I would like to just comment that next year is the 150th anniversary of our country. And those people on the west side of Caledon are going to plan a good hullabaloo, just like the people on the east side are going to plan. And I would hope that next year we somehow get onto the list something that indicates that it is important. I know the money's there, but it's not shown as being there. So maybe we could keep that in mind as we move forward for next year. In speaking with the president today, she's disenchanted, but I think she realizes that thanks to you and the work you've done and the recreation department, that they've got sufficient money to move ahead. But I really want to make it look next year like this is an important venture for everybody in Caledon, not just one side. Okay? Thanks.
Okay. All right. Councilman Cipelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Just to follow up on some of the comments on SWIFT, this will be, if assuming it goes forward and there is indeed a levy for SWIFT, a bit of a departure from traditional tax bills, and I assume the tax bill will look different. What will staff be doing to, when residents receive this, provide as far as an explanation as to will there be an insert which kind of covers it? There may be some questions answered when people see their tax bills. I'm just wondering how that will be addressed.
Mr. Wong?
Through Mayor Thompson, yes, it will be reflected in the final bill, and we can include an insert in the final bill that explains the special levy if it gets approved.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor DeBoer.
Thanks. And I just wanted to add to the SWIFT comment and thanking my residents and the couple of residents that have been helping us understand what this whole project is about and where we're going with it, and would hope that regardless of how it plays out tonight, that we end up to continue to work at trying to come up with a solution that provides the internet that everybody here needs in today's in the way we do business or the way we live today in Caledon. So however it plays out.
And I agree with you, Councillor DeBoer, and it's good to have a lively discussion so we know what we're doing. And I know one gentleman, one person has given us their breakdown on it, and I do know that it's good to have difference of opinion, but I do know that on the board I've been keeping tally, and we're up to 510 different residents that are just exhausted any possible way of getting some kind of help as far as high speed of some kind. So we definitely know we have an issue here that we need to deal with. So going forward, that's all the questions I have. I need to get one thing clarified with council's diligence, please. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Innes. Councillor McClure, second by Councillor Innes. That the third paragraph amended to read $54,373,086 rather than $53,373,086. In order to make this correction, the General Committee report dated January 12, 2016. So it was a misprint, and we just want to make sure we have that corrected on record. Okay? So all in favor of that? It's carried. Okay, I'm going to start to go through the, if I can ask everybody to listen carefully, please, and I'm going to start to go through the motions as I have presented here on the table here. Following move by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor DeBoer, that the following paragraph be added, that staff be directed to review how funds are allocated for the Municipal Agricultural Community Grants Policy and report back to Council prior to the 2017 budget process. Okay. Any questions? None? All in favor? It's carried. Moved by Councillor Misapelli, second by Councillor Innes, that a unfunded capital project 16-026 CCRW fitness equipment replacement and the amount... Oh, don't? Sorry. Okay. We'll hold that one. Okay. Moved by Councillor Mizzapelli, second by Councillor Ennis, that the following paragraph be added, that staff should be directed to corporately prioritize unmet needs and funded and unfunded capital projects for the future budget deliberations. Councillor Mizzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I just wanted to explain this. There really is no impact to this at all, other than to assist council in future budgets. I know there was some discussion in this particular budget with respect to the whole exercise we go through where potentially pink sheets could be considered to put on white sheets. I just looked at reams of pink sheets and then had no idea where the director's priority was in those. So all this is asking for is in unfunded, either on the operating or the capital side, to prioritize to help council in its considerations for moving some items from the pink to the white.
Okay,
that's all it is.
Thank you. Councillor DeBoer.
I would also say that I support the idea. That's the discussion we had last week at committee. Do you have a seconder? Who's the seconder?
Yes, we do. Councillor Ennis.
Okay. This is exactly what we need to do. We need to look at the whole picture and understand everything.
Yeah, and it's a good idea. All right. No further questions. All in favor? Opposed?
It's carried.
Moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor DeBoer, that the funded unmet need, number 10, human resources associate in the amount of $92,000 be removed, that the existing part-time position in human resources be converted into full-time in the amount of $25,000, and the above paragraphs be amended to reflect this change accordingly. Any questions, Councillor Ennis?
Just wanted to give an explanation to my fellow councillors so they understand where I'm bringing this motion forward. I think that we're all trying to be prudent with the budget this year. And the fact that we realized that we needed to add some cost to our operational side within our fire and emergency services to guarantee the well-being and safety of our residents and those traveling through our community, I think that that is a priority and sets precedent. So trying to keep in line with minimizing the tax increase as much as possible. I think that we can make do at this time with moving from a part-time position to a full-time, so it's not adding a huge component to our operating cost and ensuring the safety and well-being and balancing that out with our residents.
Okay. Councillor Mizzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. So I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. So this, the previous committee meeting, this was suggested to be a funded ask, and now we're proposing to convert instead a part-time position to a full-time position, which I'm gathering will fill some of the gap. So similarly to what I did at committee, I would like to refer to staff how they feel about this, what is proposed here.
Ms. Porter?
Through you, Mayor Thompson, to Councillor Mizzapelli. We obviously will not be able to complete all the things that we wanted to complete with the full-time headcount that we requested. The opportunity to convert the permanent part-time position to a full-time position has occurred because one of our employees has retired actually. So we have that opportunity. It will give us a little bit more bandwidth in terms of a project. We will have to realign the responsibilities within the department because the permanent part-time position is really administrative in nature primarily, and what we were looking for is really more project work in terms of employee retention and things of that nature. So we will realign our activities if that is what we are provided, and then we will try to do our best to meet the needs of the projects.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no further questions? Okay, all in favor? Again, hold your hands up, please. It's carried. Moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor DeBoer, that the funded unmet need of law clerk in the amount of $90,164 be removed, and the above paragraphs be amended to reflect this change accordingly. Councillor Ennis.
just justification for this as well, repeating what I just previously said about picking our priorities and choosing what our priorities are moving forward. And this I also think having a new CAO, which he may want to comment on, maybe looking at the services that were provided and the alignment of services within our municipality. And I'm assuming that there will be some requests coming forward at the future budget for next year. And I think at that time, that would be when we'd be looking at expanding any of those departments.
Any comment? Nope. Okay. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was looking to the new CAO for comment because I had talked to a couple people at the town and they felt that this was necessary to facilitate some of our major projects moving forward. So I hate to put the new CAO on the spot, but I'm going to, so I'd like a comment, please.
Sure. Thank you very much through you, Mr. Mayor. What we did, and I committed to at the last meeting, as you'll recall, is to sit down with staff and look at some of the priorities. I came at the tail end, as you know, of the budget process, so I'm not going to be making any internal decisions that are dramatic. But I do know that what I needed to do for you, having heard the discussion at last week's general committee meeting, is give you some suggestions. On over the course of the year, we're going to look at some of these things, the law clerk, HR, fire. There's a number of priorities that we need to continue to look at. I'm not in a position, obviously, with not being involved in the 3 or 4 or 5 months' worth of budget discussions, but I think I've given you as much as I can in a week's time, from last week to this week, some of the priorities that we'll look at, and if you so choose, there's some recommendations or suggestions that you may feel you don't want to include in this budget. That gives us time to reevaluate over the course of the next year.
Councillor Shaughnessy? Okay. Councillor Misapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. So similarly to my previous inquiry, and I'm just looking at the sheet here where this request is suggested and enforced or reinforced as far as the necessity. And there's some key words and phrases here that are triggers for me, and talking about an increased demand for timely, effective responses with external stakeholders and departments, public works and parks and recs, namely, and that it may be difficult to meet expected outcomes. So concerning for me if this is needed to meet those. So again, I would like to refer to the appropriate staff person to comment on their thoughts of the notion of deferring or not having this come into play this budget.
Okay. Madam Clerk.
Through your worship to members of council, the business case does state the reason for the headcount request, and I do reiterate as my fellow departments do continue to grow, that increases the amount of volume that are on our support services. However, it is up for your debate, and if council chooses to withdraw, this is that's completely up to this body here.
Okay. Thank you.
No further questions. I will call the vote. All in favor? Opposed? It's carried. Moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor DeBoer, that the funded capital project 16-070 asphalt spreader and roller crack sealer in the amount of $255,000 be removed, and the above paragraphs be amended to reflect this change accordingly. Councillor Ennis.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I know that we had talked about this at the committee meeting, and I want to state that I feel strongly that at this point in time, I understand that we have to, that we have a lot of crack sealing and small pavement repairs that need to be done, but the amount that's already in the budget of $178,000 that would be required for the actual product is an increase already in what we have been paying in the past year for that service to be done. So by essence, if we stuck with that same amount, we're actually going to be getting more jobs done and doing more. So at this point in time, I know the business case was provided to us. I have concerns with the numbers that were provided. Quite frankly, I don't see how we could pay off that equipment within 1 to 2 years, is one concern. There are other concerns as well, operationally, and the cost of that as well. I think at this point in time, we should be focusing on the services that we are providing and ensuring that we're providing them well, and that our residents can say that we are doing them well and that they're happy with the work that we are doing. And until that point in time, I don't agree with increasing the operations and the duties that are assigned to our employees. So I'm looking to remove this. I do have another motion that will be coming up after this because I don't want there to be a shortfall in the capital. So my following motion will be whatever the shortfall is between capital plus growth from the previous years, that will be moved into the reserves to be used at some point throughout this year as needed, so that we aren't losing that capital increase that we've gained every year.
Councillor Boer.
I think I'd outlined a lot of my comments at the committee meeting, and I won't cover that same ground. But I do want to comment that so when staff said that they had hired or had retained somebody to provide the services of the small amounts of paving and wasn't getting good service, I would hope that they do look to a new service provider. That would be the responsible way to go as far as I'm concerned. Find somebody new to do it. There seems to be lots of people around. I think the maintenance, if this needs to come forward again, I think there's to be a lot more information. Right from the get-go, it was pretty, the information limited. There was a little bit more added to it through the memo. But as far as I'm concerned, and the people that I talk to that are in the business, there still isn't enough of a case to make it happen, as far as I'm concerned.
Councillor Misapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Similarly to what happened at committee, I won't be supporting this where we debated this notion at that time, and having subsequent information which shows the benefit, and certainly I would never suggest that I am in the position to contest the information I have in front of me. I see it as the business case that we've asked for, and I see it as a viable business case. A question I would like to ask through you to the Director of Public Works is I am assuming it's on the operational side, or the capital side, the amount that we had used to piggyback on the region's crack sealing program, that is intended to go to material, and is the whole amount required to go to material, and would that be the appropriate amount to use in a town run crack sealing asphalt program?
Mr. Loveridge.
Through you, Mayor Thompson. Councillor Mezzapelli, the answer to that question is yes. The intent was to use that for materials for our road crack and paving programs. And based on the calculations of the work that we want to do this year, that's where that number came from.
Okay. So again, to reiterate, I see the value in the information that I have been given, and I will not be supporting this with all due respect.
Okay. Councillor McClure.
Yeah, as much as I'm Scotch and I like to save a dollar, I don't think we should cut a corner here. When there's cracks in the road, moisture's going to get in, and over the winter, the pavement's going to heave. We spend enough on roads. I think we should... If we don't buy this, we certainly should hire somebody to do it. I don't think it's a very complicated job. Grahams were doing that, and Credit View Road in front of us. Was that their machine?
Mr. Mayor Thompson, sorry, I didn't hear who that was.
But the Grahams did Credit View Road, and they were sealing cracks there. Whose machine was that? That was theirs.
That was somebody from the region. All our crack sealing for the last few years, councillors, has been done by the region.
It's not a regional road.
We subcontracted out through the region. So,
would that be more economical to... You don't think it would be, eh?
Through you, Mayor Thompson, that's the business case that we brought forward. We have a huge backlog of crack sealing that needs to be done, and we think, from our professional opinion, is that we'll get better value by doing it in-house.
Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. With all due respect to my other fellow counselors, we all have different concepts and ideas on what we think works. And sometimes it isn't just the money, but it's coming from the industry of construction. It's about how fast can you get somebody to do the job and will they be there when you actually need them. So for me, I see it as a benefit if we can put this piece of machinery to work. And when you need it, you don't have to be sitting waiting for a paving guy to come back and back you up. Especially, I think you would use it for culvert situations too, would you not? And are we not replacing a lot of culverts? So I actually see the business case for this. So I would actually be supporting this. Thank you.
Councillor Downey.
Thank you. Through you, Mayor Thompson. Again, maybe this is a West Side thing because all of our roads are crumbling. But I would not be supporting this either. I think that there's a definite advantage to having the equipment in-house and being able to schedule it and get the projects done in a timely manner. Having gone through the Kennedy Road closure this past summer and being waiting on the contractors, it was quite painful. So I'm in full support of keeping this project on the go. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Bedford.
I'd just like to clarify with Mr. Loveridge. I don't want to give anybody a bad name. My understanding was we talked about road paving and that we had some bad results this year and some issues. Did we also say that about the crack sealers? I don't remember hearing that.
Mr. Loveridge.
Through you, Mayor Thompson. Councillor Bedford, no. Okay. We got the service that we asked for from the region. We just at this point feel that we'll have a better business case and get more crack sealing done for the dollars spent at the region, and that was part of the business case that we submitted to you through the CAO's memo this week.
Thank you. I just thought I heard earlier that was the case, and I don't believe it was. I just wanted to clarify.
Okay. Councillor Mizzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Very quickly. Councillor Shaughnessy raised something that tweaked a thought in my mind, and that was the stormwater management capital program that we are about to embark on. And through you to the Director of Public Works, Mr. Loveridge, I'm wondering if you, your expectation was that the stormwater capital program and this request that we have in front of us would work in tandem, and if you did, and this is to be removed, would you be able to suggest what impact that might have on the capital project related to stormwater management?
Through you, Mayor Thompson, Councillor Mezzapelli, that's correct. Part of the stormwater management submission for the first couple of years was that a lot of the funds that we've been asking for or will be asking for as we move forward is on the operations maintenance side, and that'll have to do with replacing a lot of the driveway culverts and our cross culverts. The intent was to do a lot of that driveway culvert work in-house. We're talking in the neighborhood of 200-250 driveway culverts a year to get us into a pattern of replacing those. Our intent, as I said, was to do that in-house. This equipment is part of that plan, as well as some of the cross culverts that we already replaced. So this past year, for example, 2015, we did over 45 cross culverts using in-house staff. And again, that equipment will allow us to get in, take the cross culvert out, replace it, pave it, all within a day or so.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Councillor Ennis?
So you just hit a question for me. So all of the stormwater work that we're going to be doing is all going to be done internally?
Through you, Mayor Thompson. No, that's not correct, Councillor Ennis. So what I call the simple stuff, the driveway culverts, some of the cross culvert replacements will be done in-house. A large bit of that stormwater management money that we're asking for, first of all, is the inspection and rehabilitation of the stormwater management ponds. So right now we have in the neighborhood of 57. I may be out one or two. But those stormwater management ponds, we have a requirement to inspect those, to start cleaning them, to do that work. That will be part of a contract that we will go out for. A lot of the ditch work we do in-house, for example, so cleaning the ditches, rehabilitating our ditches, we do in-house. And a lot of the driveway culverts and some of the smaller cross culverts we try to do in-house. When we get to larger cross culverts, that becomes part of our bridge culvert program, and that is contracted out.
So we're going to be coordinating our efforts with a contract anyways. So when we're moving forward on this project, we're still going to have to be coordinating the timing of this project with contracts. Instead of now coordinating two contracts, you're going to be coordinating one.
That's through you, Mayor Thompson. That's correct. Almost all of the work we do, we end up coordinating either with the region or with contractors or even within our own crews.
Okay. And I'd just like to reiterate that at the committee meeting, I did mention that it isn't the region that actually does the work themselves. They contract it out because they feel that this is too specialized of a service and that it is more cost-effective and more timely efficient to contract the service out rather than do it in-house. And with that being said, I'd also like to ask for a recorded vote on this vote, please.
Councillor Befford?
Yeah, a couple of things. Number one, would this equipment be used for filling potholes?
Through you, Mayor Thompson, not directly in the sense of, we have the hot boxes with our asphalt that we do, individual potholes. Where we would take a look at it is if we had a section of road that was, say, 10, 12 meters or less, for example, where there was a significant amount of potholes, we may do that small section to resurface it to help us extend the useful life of that road. Okay. Our intent is not to go in and start doing large sections of roadway and patching them. That's not the intent of this equipment. The roller that comes with this kit as part of the equipment that we're asking for, we would definitely take a look at those areas where there was a lot of potholes where we'd be using the roller as well.
And David, two questions, I guess. Number one, I've expressed this before, do we have the manpower to operate this equipment and do this work without, for example, going to a lot of overtime?
Through you, Mayor Thompson, I've had that discussion a number of times with the manager of roads and fleet, and the answer that I've received back at all times, they've done their crew splits and they're planning for spring and summer, and the answer that I have to that is yes.
And I guess my other question really comes from the comment that Councillor Innes made. If the region has made the decision to contract out because they believe that it's a technical job that they would like someone else to do, why are we saying differently?
Mr. Lovrie?
Through you, Mayor Thompson. So the issue of contracting out and what works are contracted out within public works is an interesting conversation, probably one maybe that we have at a future time, and that's not to avoid the question. For example, the Region of Peel, Brampton and Mississauga contract out 85% of their snow removal. In the town of Caledon, that's not a model that we've adopted. It's not a model we use. The region and some of the larger municipalities do it because they don't want to have that capital investment. That's a decision that they've made. From the crack sealing perspective, a lot of municipalities have that as an in-house capability. We don't see it as that big of a specialty. It's a very simple operation. It's not complicated. It has sort of periods of time where you're restricted from doing it. You can't crack seal during the winter time, obviously. But we don't think it's a, we think it's a capability we need. We think it's a preventive maintenance capability we need, and we think that we can quite easily produce the work that we need to from that capability.
Thank you. And finally, to Ms. Tollett, just so I can clear up my confusion, the $255,000, is it in right now or out right now, and what difference does it make in terms of the percentage at the end of the day?
So the 255 is in right now. It's in the funded side. Once this passes, I can tell you either way, or do you want me to tell you what it is now without it taken out?
Why don't you tell us now so we know? Please.
So if we take it out, and I just want to make sure I confirm with my co-partner here. Okay, so the town would be at 3.75, and the blended rate would be at 1.75. if we take this out. If we keep it back in, the town would be at 4.2 and the blended would be 1.95, so 2.
Okay. Councillor DeBoer.
The culvert replacement program that's done in conjunction with major road repairs, who does that?
Mr. Lovebridge.
Through you, Mayor Thompson, our intent this year on the cross culverts, that'll be done by the contractors who are contracted to do the roads.
What about the laneway culverts?
Through you, Mayor Thompson, we may have the contractors do the driveway culverts, which makes sense at the time to do that. But we also may do some of those in advance of the work, depending on the road itself.
How were they done this year?
Through Mayor Thompson, there was a mix of both. So some roads were done where the contractor did the work. Some of the driveway culverts we did in-house.
And some of the culverts that did get replaced didn't get the asphalt back on top this year. Didn't happen.
But then there was, in some cases, culverts that weren't, for example, the side slopes weren't stabilized after the culverts were replaced, and they ended up washing anyways. So I'm just out of the whole program, including the $5+ million that we're doing for the enhanced road program, and I don't have the exact number in front of me, is the quality of the work going to improve?
Mr. Lovebridge?
Through you, Mayor Thompson. So specific to the road program this year, a number of changes were made to the specifications. We hired a consultant to help us monitor that work. We had staff monitoring that work. As you were aware, there was challenges throughout the year, both with our contractor and the performance. We are addressing those now in conjunction with corporate services staff, and we will be going out with a road program that ensures in this year that we address those issues that we had last year.
I'd like to, and I don't know how we would do it, is prior to any of that happening, I'd like to have a full understanding of what the plan is, because the quality of the work and the way that the last year went is totally unacceptable by any taxpayer. So I think that whether we head down the road and spend $250,000 in buying equipment and claiming to be able to do it ourselves cheaper, or whether we spend $5-6 million to have a road program delivered by contractor, somehow the department has to get on top of it and deliver a quality program. And I'd like to know about it prior to the delivery of it.
Understood. Okay. Madam Clerk, there's no more speakers. I think everybody spoke twice pretty much, so it's now.
Thank you, Your Worship. A recorded vote has been called on the amendment. So I'll ask those in favor of the amendment to please stand. So Councillor Innes, Councillor McClure, Councillor DeBoer. Those opposed, please stand. Councillor Shaughnessy, Councillor Mazzapelli, Mayor Thompson, Councillor Beffert, Councillor Downey, Councillor Gross. The motion fails.
I think you did say it. Well, can you reaffirm? I think it's 1.95. Glenn, is correct?
The town budget would be at 4.2, and the blended rate would be 1.95, or right on 2. Right?
Okay.
Around it.
Okay. Moved by Councillor Mazzapelli, second by Councillor Innes, that the unfunded capital project 16-026 CCRW fitness equipment replacement and the amount of $52,000 be added, and the above paragraphs amended to reflect this change accordingly. Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Just wanted to quickly speak to this. This is one that I brought up at committee, and I also want to state how it got there. Similar to my first motion, which was looking for prioritization from staff on unfunded items, I did ask the Director of Parks and Recreation what she felt were priority items that maybe weren't captured by council. And this was one that was identified, if memory serves me correctly, I think at committee, Ms. Johnson mentioned that this was actually number three on her priority list. So in the spirit of being objective and looking to management for direction, I wanted to bring this back now that I recognize we are down at 1.95%. I wasn't going to bring this forward if we stayed at the 2.1, which we were at committee. But since there is a reduction and to keep the capital up and meet the need of staff, this is why this is here. And I'm wondering if Ms. Tollett would have an answer what this would, if it were to be approved.
Ms. Tollett.
Through you, Mayor Thompson. So we already worked that out because we figured you might. So the town's rate would be at 4.3, and the blended rate would be 1.99.
Wow.
Okay, and the other thing I'd like to state is there was discussion at committee that maybe equipment in recreational facilities should come out of revenue from memberships. Currently, that's not the case, and yet I see an ask here. So this is an effort to try to address that in the shorter term. If this is rejected and it is collectively council's intent to look at generating capital revenue from membership fees, we might want to consider initiating something like that so we can generate revenue in the time ahead of us and allocate some capital so that we have it in time to actually replace equipment when it's needed. This is simply a request to take some tax levy and get that that job done.
Okay. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have concerns about putting this in at this point. I look at this with what Mr. Mezzapelli has already said about it coming out of the fitness, not the budget, but the actual membership fees. Because the way I look at it from a business perspective is that we have a lot of companies here in Caledon who own fitness clubs. And they own fitness clubs, and they have to keep a portion of that money back to replace their fitness equipment. And from a good business practice, I think that's what we should be doing in the recreational department. If we're going to go against other businesses. So I see it, private enterprise doing it from a business perspective. I think we have to, if we're going to continue having fitness clubs under the Town of Caledon's banner, then I think we have to present a business plan, something like what we made Mr. Loveridge do with his machinery there. So I wouldn't be supporting it. One, because when I spoke with Parks and Rec, they said that it was fine for another year. So I guess everybody has difference of opinions, just like here on council. So I'd love to see a plan come forward to council on how they can take a portion of the membership money and put towards future fitness equipment. So that's all. Thank you.
Councillor Ennis.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I guess this question is for Ms. Tollett. Can you tell me, without this being added into the budget, have we already fulfilled our goal of reaching our capital investment for this budget?
Through you, Mayor Thompson. So if we don't include this, we're already reached our goal by, we have an additional $88,000 we've added on top, which is good.
So I know that I seconded this motion, but I simply seconded it in fairness so that we could have this debate and have the discussion. I will not be supporting this addition.
Councillor Groves.
Thank you, Mary Thompson. This is in my ward, and with all due respect to Councillor Mezzapelli, I'm having a tough time supporting this. I know Councillor Shaughnessy and I had met with staff to look at the budget, met with each department to look at the budget and their budgets individually, and we were told that this is not an urgent need. This could wait another year. I'm along the same train of thought as Councillor Shaughnessy. I think there needs to be a business case for this. I think that we need to look at, we've been hammering Mr. Loveridge on fleet and everything else, and we're expecting him to come forward with these business plans and to look at the fleet and to look at his equipment and bring that forward to us in terms of replacement and when and all that stuff. And I think that we should be doing the same thing here as well. So I think at the last committee meeting, we were told as well that this could wait. But I would like to see a business plan come forward. I would like to see something looking at all of our fitness centers and the equipment, including Zambonis and everything else. So this way, we have a clear understanding of where we're going, when we need to replace them, where we're going. And this council and all the other councils that come after us, they need to have a good understanding so that they can be more responsible to their residents and to our residents in saying, this is where we're heading. Because we're sort of flying at the seat of our pants right now. So I won't be supporting it. I'm sorry, Councillor Mazzapelli.
Councillor Bufford.
Well, I think it's been said, but I'll say it again. I see this fitness equipment as replacement. I think it should have been designed how to replace it when we bought it. We're struggling with the pink sheets, and I don't think we should be struggling to the point where we're going to buy some new equipment for one wellness center. I think that should be built into the program at the wellness center. So I will be voting against it.
Okay. Councillor DeBoer.
Thanks. I guess the question for staff is the membership, I believe, is competitive. Membership fees are competitive for the fitness center.
Ms. Johnson.
Through you, Mayor Thompson. Yes, that's correct, Councillor DeBoer.
So realistically, the ask, we've probably got to change process, but the ask to suggest that the replacement of these specialized pieces of equipment out of the membership is something that could be managed within the membership structure.
Through Mayor Thompson, it certainly could be managed that way, Councillor. We have to remember that it will just impact the revenue, so we're dealing with the same amount of money. Whether we earmark some for a life cycle replacement, that's a decision that we would bring forward in a business case.
Yeah, and I think it's quite similar to what we do with the ice resurfacing machines, where there is a levy on the ice users, and that's where the fees come in. We've had that for quite a while, I believe.
Yes, through Mayor Thompson, that's correct. Staff have actually been looking at that model for, as Councillor Groves had mentioned, not just fitness equipment, but all of the equipment that we need in our business. So that's something that's on their work plan anyway. This ask, though, is because of our memberships increasing wear and tear. It's strictly just to keep ahead of the curve.
Well, and it's wear and tear to the membership, so it ties back. I also think that it takes the replacement of the equipment out of this realm and puts it into the location where it should be, and that is planning for it within the operation of that area. Much like the Zambonis, the money is there. You know that you can, in that case, it's specific to ice resurfacers. In this case, it will be specific to, I think you could probably come up with a basket of items and that might fit, and I guess it's just a matter of figuring out what kind of dollars you would need on a kind of a continuous stream. And then we wouldn't be having the discussion around whether it's needed or not in the grander scheme, because if we were looking corporately for capital, where would this fall in the realm, this and the previous item, where would it fall within the realm of everything that we're doing?
And through Mayor Thompson, that's a good point, Councillor. It would really actually be a benefit to the department that we could plan our life cycle replacement program using this revenue model.
I think it would be a whole lot better service to your members, because you're not having to be involved in the constraints of budget discussions. They're paying their money for the use of the equipment. The replacement of the equipment that they're using is built within that, and they don't have to think that it's got to end up having to be something that has to come here. So I think it's actually a better model, and I would look forward to the report coming from your department.
Okay, Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I just want to be clear to Council. I take no offense at how people choose to vote on this. This was simply an objective ask that was asked of the department head as to if you were to add some more capital, what would you suggest? And this is what was brought to me. So to the notion of separating out from a membership fee fitness equipment, personally for myself, I don't subscribe to that because I don't see that any different than the roof that goes over top of that fitness equipment or the carpet in the lobby, or it is all related to the service of recreation. So how we break out one little portion amongst all the other facilities that are tied into recreation, I don't understand how we do that. But if we do want to go down that road, the only thing I would caution is I wouldn't want to delay the life cycle replacement of equipment while we start generating over time revenue from membership fees. I want to make sure that we do that in a timely fashion when it's needed. Okay. Thanks.
All right. I have no further questions. I'm calling the question. All in favor? Opposed? It fails. Okay, move back to, with all the amendments made, I have no further ones here, so moved by Councillor Bedford, second by Councillor McClure. Do you want me to read the motion again on the budget? It's the main motion, as amended, and recorded vote.
Thank you, Your Worship. So a recorded vote has been called on your, on the main motion for the budget as amended. Does everyone understand what they're voting on?
Budget.
There's some questions.
Okay. Councillor Groves.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So before we vote, Ms. Tollett, can you just give us exactly what it is we're voting on?
To you, Mayor Thompson, so the town's rate is at 4.2. The blended rate is 1.95.
Okay. All right. This has been a very long budget process. We've been over and over. We've added, we've removed. Personally, I'd like to see it lower on the town side. I thought 3.5 would be something that I could support, which would make it a blended, I think, of 1.7. Ms. Tollett, is that somewhere around 1.6? It's a tough budget. There are a lot of projects in this budget that I don't think they are wants. I think they're needs. They are things that we need to do in order to deliver the service that our residents are looking for. And as much as I'd like to keep it down to 3.5, I don't think that in this budget process it's realistic to do that and to deliver the services that we need to deliver. There are some tough decisions that we need to make in this budget, and Mr. Leverage, I support fully these programs that you're putting forward, the stormwater management. As a matter of fact, Councillor Mezzapelli and I met with the TRCA yesterday to talk about some of the programs they're doing, the ditches, the culverts. You're way behind. The bridges, the roads, it's way behind. Not your fault, but something that, you know, we should have been looking at, sort of laying the groundwork, looking at it 10 years, taking 10 years and looking at it saying long term, what exactly do we need to do? The state of our roads, our bridges, our culverts, the stormwater management ponds. I know we've had a ton of flooding in Bolton over the years because these ponds are not cleaned out. So they start backing up. And they're not maintained. We have to do those things. So I think we've got to be fiscally responsible while delivering the services. And as much as I would like to see this at a lower rate, I don't think that it's possible in this budget process. Moving forward with our new CAO, I hope that moving forward we're going to have a different budget process where you can have direction from council in setting the budget, sort of what our expectations are and what we're looking for in the budget. I mean, we've done it at the region, and that's the way the region has always done things. And we're dealing with a budget at the region over $1 billion. So moving forward, I think I'd like to move away from this process and look at a different process so we're not working backwards, but we can set what we need to do. You can meet with your senior management, and when you present the budget, we're ready to go. So I will be supporting the budget, I look forward to the next budget process and hope that it's a little different from this one, because this was very painful.
Councillor Befford.
I don't know about painful, but I think it's realistic. I think there are two aspects of this budget that tell us what position we're in as councillors, and I don't think it's going to get any better next year. One of them, I'm just going to relate that the community grant structure that we passed, if we pass this, the ask was $300,000. The money available was $84,000. That's a sign of what the community is looking for. They're struggling out there. The other side of this is, and I'm going to go back to Mr. Loveridge, maybe this will help him a wee bit. I think what he's done is brought to us some studies that have put in perspective some of the things that we've been talking about for years, but now are there in black and white and bold. And we realize that we have to act on them. And it's tough. So to come in under 2% with all of that behind us, I think is not a bad thing. And I just want to clarify one thing, because we've had so many ins and so many outs. The two full-time firefighters in Caledon Village remain in the budget. Is that correct, Ms. Tollett?
Through you, Mayor Thompson, correct.
Thank you.
Councillor Downey?
Sorry, I did have a further amendment, if I can do that now.
Is it in the right?
Yeah.
Signed.
Sorry.
So I'm carrying a letterhead.
Okay, my apologies, I didn't know.
Mine too. It was removed at committee so that some of my colleagues could get a better understanding of the scope of the project. That's happened. I believe everybody is favorable.
Okay. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Innes, that the unfunded capital project 16-045 Mayfield Recreation Complex Pool Change Room Fixtures and Floor Repairs be added to the amount of $20,000 to the above paragraph amended in the to reflect this change accordingly. So this is another $20,000 over and above what's already been asked. Okay. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did meet with recreational staff on last Friday, I think it was, and we went through the washrooms because I was worried that we'd get it done and then somebody would come back and ask for another $20,000 because it didn't quite meet it. I have to say they want to switch the washrooms, male and female, because the obviously getting a lot more women there than they are men using the swimming pool, which is understandable. I think the new space will be much better. I gave them some options on how they might want to lay it out because they need a couple extra bathrooms. It isn't in. It isn't very nice looking, I have to say. I'm trying to be diplomatic here. So it will, for the $20,000, do it. The only thing I can't remember, and I'm hoping Ms. Johnson can remember, I didn't want a slight reno affect a full reno, and it's really more partitions is what they're trying to do. When is the new renovation for that building?
Ms. Johnson.
Through Mayor Thompson to Councillor Shaughnessy. We don't have an exact date. In fact, one of the capital projects that we have is to look at the fulsome overview of what the future is for all of our rec centers. So this is a Band-Aid until we get that plan in place.
So it is one of those Band-Aids, just to let my other council members know that it's more having to do with partitions, new partitions for these stall areas. They're really in disrepair. So I would like to know, because we were trying to keep it below two, what happens when we add the 20 in? Sorry to do that to you.
Through Mayor Thompson, it's my job, it's fine. The rate for the town would be 4.28, and the blended rate would be 1.97.
Under those circumstances, I'm going to support it because I did do the effort to go out and take a look, and I feel confident that the budget will look after it. Okay. So thank you.
Councillor Mizzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I will support this too, and I know Councillor Downey withdrew this at committee until the dollar value could get confirmed, and I know that that's been done. And what I would like Ms. Tollett to show is if you could compare what you had previously up, where you had the number of dollars per 100,000 or whatever, and then include this to show, I imagine there may be some differing opinions on this request, but what that actually translates to in dollars and cents.
Through Mayor Thompson, I'll just have Hillary put that on the MO there. So if this passes, then we go to 4.28, and the town's blended rate would be 1.97. For the average house at 519, it states there $88.20. For every 100,000, it would be $16.99.
Okay, so can we compare the two?
He wants the previous one.
It'd be good if we could do them side by side, even if you overlap the first column with the
Hillary's
second sheet.
Hillary's quite gifted. She could probably do that. Yeah, make it smaller.
What I'm really looking at is the 519,000. So we're talking not even a dollar per $520,000 assessment. And I trust Councillor Shaughnessy that, you know, if she went there and it would make an improvement. For that, less than a dollar, I'm absolutely willing to support this.
Councillor DeBoer.
Yeah, I, as I outlined earlier last week, it's projects like this that we should be doing.
Yeah.
These are buildings that we own. These are buildings we have to spend to maintain. It's a need. It's not a new area of business. And we've already gone through the exercise of a building that we had to close. We're fortunate in that we didn't have to do the same thing to this pool. And actually, when we had Winterfest there, the improvements that were made at that facility, having went to high school across the way, the only part that looks the same today is the snack bar. So, the change room. But the change room switched around downstairs a little bit. But, then I guess the downstairs at the arena is kind of still the same. But other than that, it's quite impressive of what staff have been able to do, and I think we just have to keep plugging away because these are the projects that we should be actually embarking on. Thanks.
Okay. All in favor of the motion? It's carried. Okay. We'll go back to the actual budget, which is the Hillary, if you could please put the numbers up. And Madam Clerk, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Your Worship. A recorded vote has been called. So all those in favor of the main motion as amended, please stand. So I see that all members of council who are present are standing, so the vote is unanimous and it carries.
First of all, I do have one recommendation. I want to say to all of council, thank you. I know where there's a lot of work taking things in and out, and it's been, I got to tell you, everybody's worked well together. There are some challenges, and it's really tough. I think we got close to the 2%. We kept the capital budget where we needed it. The challenge we do have going forward is I know when we get presented with what our capital buildings asset management comes forward this year, I know that's going to be a big hit for all of us. So we need to keep closing that capital deficit, and I think we're going to get there. And thank you, everybody, for working hard. Unfortunate we just have to keep raising our property taxes, but unfortunately we're not getting any help from our upper governments. And, you know, they're campaigning no tax increases. Well, guess where it's going to come from? It's going to come from somewhere, and unfortunately it's us. But we have a responsibility to take care of the assets for our children and our grandchildren, just not what we do here today. So thank you, Council, for doing a good job. To the CEO, one thing I do request that I would really like to ask is, I guess not just the CEO, to everybody, the challenge as mayor I want to put out is no one's going to break for Christmas until we have the budget done for 2017. Everybody in? Okay. Thank you very much on that. So, okay, I need to sign this. And our next thing here is moved. No. Is there any announcements, Council McClure or anybody? No one? Okay.
I have.
Yeah, you do? Yes, Councilor Ennis.
I just want to remind everybody that the Calvinese Revitalization Committee's Masquerade Gala that they always have every year is coming up February 12th. Tickets are available. They're actually 90% sold out. I just got word they're sold out. Sorry, if you wanted to go, you're going to have to fight somebody for their tickets. It's a hot event.
Councillor Befford? Not on the pond? The pond?
Pond hockey. Yeah, the annual Mill Pond Hockey Tournament will take place this Saturday at the Alton Mill. A couple of things that you might be interested in, the opening ceremonies at 11:30. Kids playing on the ice all day. But the most important is there will be a notables game at 12:15. And the town of Caledon has a team made up of some people that you might know. Councillor McClure will take Mayor Thompson's position. We have Councillor, we call her the Flame, Ennis, who's going to be playing for the town of Caledon. And we also have our MPP, Sylvia Jones, playing for the town of Caledon. And they're playing against a bunch of reprobates from Alton. But we won the trophy last year, and we hope to bring it back this year. And if you have a chance, come on out. It's also fire and ice. It's a great chance to go through the mill and have a look at what's happening there and to enjoy some fun and frolic on a beautiful winter day. So come on out.
It was, I think, Loveridge last year that was the big winner, bringing in the goals for us. Councillor McClure?
Yes, and on Friday night, there's an event at the fairgrounds. It's called Brampton's Got Talent. There's 11 finalists from the Brampton Fair Contest. I think there was 70 participants, so over dinner, they're going to decide who the overall winner is. Anybody that can sing and dance is too late for this year. We are, but for next year, maybe you can get in it.
There you go.
Okay, that's this Friday night.
Okay, Councillor McClure, while you're talking, do you have any inquiries? Anybody else down that side? Anybody, Councillor Downey?
Thank you. Through you to Development, Planning, and Policy. I'm wondering if we can take a look at the zoning of our live-work units. Maybe just have a review of it. My feeling at this time is that the zoning of the live-work units does not align with the concept plan or the design guidelines for Southfield Village. We have a growing population, and that population is looking to the town to support the plan that we put in place originally with the type of businesses that they're looking for in their downtown core.
So through Mr. Mayor Thompson to Councillor Downey, we'll look into that and we'll report back through a memo to Council as to what we can do. Thank you.
Thank you. No further inquiries? Councillor Befford?
I'd just like to compliment our fire department and our public works department. We had a very, very serious accident on Highway 10 in the fog on Friday, and our people went out there and did the best job they could, both the fire department volunteers and the public works who were dealing with a major traffic volume coming up Highway 10 and had to, they were lined up all the way from Charleston Side Road right down to Old Baseline, but everybody got through it okay, and I think it's a testament to those of our volunteers who got out there in that pea soup and helped out, and we really appreciate it.
Okay. No further inquiries. I would like to bring forward one proclamation. I would like to announce that February 1st to the 7th has been proclaimed as Eating Disorder Awareness Week. Details regarding this proclamation are posted on the town's website. And if there's no other... we'll now move on to bylaws. Moved by Councillor Innes, second by Councillor McClure. Councillor Groves.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. With regards to bylaw BL 2016-006, I would like us to separate that bylaw out, as I did not support the HCD proposal that came before Council. Then I cannot support the bylaw.
Okay, so we're going to have to do amendment, but I can do that one first now.
Through you, Your Worship, to members of council, in order to separate, because the motion's on the floor, we do require an amendment to remove that. So if you give me a moment, I can prepare that for you.
Thank you.
It's just easier to walk away.
I can take a washroom break.
Just going forward, I know we're trying to streamline, and I appreciate everybody's patience. This is a new process that we're doing for our council. But if we do know in the future for bylaws, if you can let us know ahead of time so that we're prepared, that would really help things along. Okay. So moved by Councillor Groves. I need a seconder for Councillor Shaughnessy. Thank you. That bylaw 2016-006 be removed and introduced separately. All in favor? Opposed? Guys, I only got one vote here. All in favor of this? Thank you. I cleaned the glasses tonight before I started. So I'm going to go through the other motions, and then we'll follow up with the last one. Okay, Councillor Groves, if that's okay with everybody, just time so we're not asking people to sit here forever. Okay, so moved by Councillor Ennis, second by Councillor McClure. Sit. You're acting mayor. You can't leave. The following bylaws may be read as first and finally passed. Bylaw 2016-001, Bylaw 2016-002, Bylaw 2016-003, Bylaw 2016-004, Bylaw 2016-005, Bylaw 2016-007, Bylaw 2016-008 be approved as amended. All in favor? Carried. Okay. Moved by Councillor Misapelli, second by Councillor Innes, that bylaw 2016-006. And I'll read this, Councillor Groves, so we know why. A bylaw that designates the Village of Bolton Heritage Conservation District to adopt Heritage Conservation District regarding to... Regarding the same. Okay. All in the recorded vote? Sure. It's just a bylaw. Okay, so that's moved by Councillor Ennis.
No, Misapelli,
and second by Councillor Ennis. Okay.
All right, a recorded vote has been called. All those in favor, please stand. Councillor Shaughnessy, Councillor Misapelli, Councillor Ennis, Councillor McClure, Mayor Thompson, Councillor Beffert, Councillor Downey, Councillor DeBoer. All those opposed? Councillor Groves, the motion carries.
Okay. So I can go for adjournment. So, Councillor McClure, will you move the adjournment? Second by Councillor Misapelli. All in favor? Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for coming.